New Radio and the Door County Daily News on a Giving Tuesday. We are joined right now by the Executive Director of the United Way of Door County, Amy Connolly. Good morning. Happy Giving Tuesday.
Good morning.
And how important is today for local charities like United Way? Last year, $3.1 billion was just given on this day alone. And it goes a long way to supporting nonprofits, not just here in Door County, but across the country.
Yes. So I did a little research, and this is an international effort. And it says that it is to unleash the power of radical generosity throughout the world. But here in Door County, keeping it local, you know, there is 100-plus active nonprofits. If you look how many are registered with the government as 501c3s, over 300 nonprofit organizations just here in Door County. Yes, they all have their hand out. Yes, they are all asking for your money. Today, Giving Tuesday, though, is one of those days for many organizations where your dollar can go even further. Many have a match campaign, a double option. So if you are thinking of giving, which I know you all are, it's really important to check out those websites, those Facebook pages, Instagram pages today to see how you can make your dollars go further.
And that's probably even more important now than ever, right? Because, I mean, the cost of everything is going up. We've seen that with food pantries. We've seen that Door County Habitat for Humanity announced today that, you know, they need to start thinking up to $200,000 for a new home.
Yes.
So, I mean, the costs are going up as well.
Yes. You know, when we sent our letters to our donors who gave last year asking for an increase for this year, we asked for a 5% increase, but that's not near enough to keep up with inflation. So that family who went to the grocery store for maybe $75 a week 2 years ago now is looking at $125 per week. And that really impacts families. It impacts all of our nonprofits as we talk about how to support our staff. You know, we talk about ALICE a lot, Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed. And as nonprofits, we don't want to be employing ALICE. So to even start paying our employees more, well, how do we do that without the generosity of our community?
Now, obviously, the answer to this question is donate to United Way of Door County. But for people that maybe want to touch out to, you mentioned over 300 nonprofits in Door County. What are some tips that you have for people to be able to support who they want to support, keep their budget in mind, and make those dollars stretch as far as they can?
Yes, obviously, I would encourage all gifts to United Way of Door County, but we know we're not everybody's charity of choice. So do some research. Make sure that it's a legit organization, especially if you're looking for something that's more statewide or even throughout the United States. Make sure that their website looks legit. You can Google on the IRS website to see that they're really there. And then, like on our website, and I know many offer this, the option to set up monthly giving, because that's one way. If you give $10 per month, that's $120. That's a lot easier than right now. If I walked in here and said, "Hey, Tim, got $100? You'd be like, "Bleh." But if I said, "Oh, you want to go on our website and sign up to donate $10 per month for the next year? Oh, great. I can do that." So that way you can be supporting your community, make it fit in your monthly budget, and really know that you're doing good by yourself, but also for your entire community.
Now, obviously, Giving Tuesday, big day for this,
yes,
but we have an even bigger day coming up, and we are really proud to partner with United Way of Door County again to do Pay to Play.
Pay to Play for United Way. So, yes, that is coming up on Friday, December 8th. We are taking over the radio station of U102.1, and who knows what kind of music you're going to hear that day.
We had so much fun listening because we had a big snowstorm.
We had a huge blizzard last year.
It was not even safe for me to cross any bridge in Green Bay to get up here. So it was my daughter and I going to and from the dentist's office listening in. And it's a great way to support United Way of Door County, but also hear about some of the different things that you do as well. Tell us a little bit about how pay to play works.
Sure. So starting at 7 a.m. on December 8th, I will be here along with some United Way volunteers taking over the radio station, essentially. And you're going to hear all about United Way. And all you're going to hear is us talking, unless you pay to play. So, you know, I have an annoying voice, so trust me, folks. I know you are going to want to not hear me, and you are going to call in, and you're going to say, yes, I request X song, and if it's normal song that's played on 102.1, that's $25. All that money goes right to United Way. If it's something else that's normally not played on that station, then that's $50. And again, all of that money goes towards our annual campaign to help us raise $825,000.
So we're encouraging people to make Reese work a little bit harder, right?
Yes.
I mean, I know last year we took it easy on him. Grace wanted to hear Harlem Shake. We had a dance party breakout. Then we were late to the dentist appointment, but it was for a good reason. But we want to make Reese work this year.
Exactly. So what happens behind the scenes, folks, is you call here or you text me or you do whatever you're going to do. We'll get those numbers out as it gets closer. And I write down the song that you want. So then Reese has to do a little research. One, if it's something we normally don't play on that station, he has to find it. Two, if it's a more modern song, we might have to make sure that it doesn't have any of those words that should be beeped out, right?
Yes, FCC approved songs only.
So Reese has to do a little bit of work. So that's also when you call and then you don't hear your song for an hour. That might be why. So we're working hard behind the scenes to make sure that we find the right song that we can play that meets your request.
Very good. And this was a big success last year, as we mentioned. It was a load of fun. Tell us once again, just so people remember that date and time that people should make sure that they tune in for Pay to Play on U1021.
It is Friday, December 8th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., so 12 hours. Brian and I are probably going to lose our voices that day unless you all give us a break by paying to play. So if it's something normally played on U102.1, $25 right to United Way. If it's something breaking that format, something you hear on a different station, something you only play on your phone, maybe. Again, as long as FCC approved, that's $50 right to United Way.
We are getting our playlist ready for the Coles family so we can make sure that we support the United Way of Door County. We hope everybody at home, if they're not donating today for Giving Tuesday, that they do so with you on Pay the Play coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yes, and we have two promos today for United Way for Giving Tuesday. So we have the opportunity for folks to shop over at Wilkins and Olander, downtown Sturgeon Bay, or online. 15% of all sales donated to United Way today. And then tonight, we are the nonprofit partner over at Culver's. So portion of sales tonight and all tips. So when I deliver your food, when it's 10 degrees outside to your car tonight, please tip generously because that money goes to United Way as well. 5 to 8 p.m. Sturgeon Bay Culver's.
It's a delicious way to celebrate Giving Tuesday.
It is.
Very good. Amy Connolly, as always, we thank you so much for stopping by and sharing the good news of the United Way.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to New Radio in the Door County Daily News.